You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 02.15.2024. Current time is 06:10 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee for February 15th, 2024. Hello and good morning. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters, here for another episode of the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. I guess I said the date, and then I'm looking over at the list of episodes that I have on the Spotify for Podcasters app, and I'm looking at the date of the last one we did on the 13th, which is this past Tuesday, but today is the 15th, folks. We're halfway through the month of February, and we're getting our day started here with a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD, and what better way of starting off the day is saying good morning to you all, but also having a cup of coffee here during the audio podcast morning coffee. Coffee's tasting good. Always tastes good in the morning, that first cup. But we're getting our day started here, and I want to say I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday yesterday. I don't really celebrate either one, even though I was raised Catholic for the Ash Wednesday side of it, and I don't think I've ever got the ashes on my forehead, though. I don't think. I know I took part in giving something up for Lent and stuff, so they're into the Lent thing and stuff. So I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I was raised Catholic. You know, you never forget how you were raised as far as that goes. It molds you into the person you are today. But the Valentine's thing there, well, I guess we could say the missus and I celebrated. The missus, she bought this multi-flavored cheesecake that we had cheesecake last night after dinner, and I guess that's a way of selling. Plus, was it before dinner? We split one of these tall canned beers that we got from the Beer Tree Brewery restaurant up there in Johnson City at the Oakdale Commons. It's called Morning Brew, and oh man, that's a tasty beer. Tasty beer, very thick and rich, but very tasty. You get four. They're good-sized cans, and it's a specialty locally brewed beer, and it is very delicious. So that's how I guess, in a manner of speaking, we celebrated Valentine's Day in a joking way, me and the missus, because we don't really look at it as a real holiday per se. But we are halfway. We're more than halfway. This is the want to be Friday, Thursday, as far as that goes, and starting it off here with another. Yesterday was pretty cold. It's continuing today where the temperature when I woke up was, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning to check on the cats and do the bathroom. I looked at the temperature. It was like 20, 21, but right now currently it's 19 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a tad a couple degrees lower than yesterday, but that equates to negative 7 degrees Celsius. So 19 degrees Fahrenheit here in the southern tier, but negative 7 degrees Celsius on the Celsius side. And it's going to be another cold day. I did take a walk, not right away, but probably mid-morning, and it wasn't too bad. I guess the temperature got up to like, it was like 23, 24, something like that. But today we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun this morning, following mostly cloudy skies and a few snow showers possibly this afternoon. High of 38, the winds south. out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. So it's going to, that's going to bring the temperature a little bit lower than that 38, I think, because I noticed that yesterday on the walk, the wind, it got a little chilly with the wind as far as that goes. Chance of snow 30%, but we have a wind advisory in effect. So let's see what that's all about. This was issued at 4:09 a.m. this morning by the National Weather Service. Wind advisory remains in effect from 4 p.m. From 4 p.m. this afternoon to noon Friday. So we're going to have some heavy winds coming in. West winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles expected. So that could take some power lines down just before coming on air here for the audio podcast. And Mrs. asked if we have gas for the generator, just in case. We got fuel for that. But we're in New York, Yates County, Seneca, Southern Cayuga, Onondaga, Steuben, Schuyler, Shamong, Tompkins, Cortland, and good old Tioga County, and in Pennsylvania, Bradford County, from 4 p.m. this afternoon until noon tomorrow, Friday. Impacts, gusty winds could blow around unsecured objects, tree limbs, which could blow down a few power lines for some outages, may result. The highest winds are expected tonight through mid-morning, so that's something we're going to have to be aware of. You know, it's not necessarily the snow that can bring those power lines down. It also can be the wind. Let's see. The sun this morning will be rising this morning at 7:03 a.m., which is in about less than an hour, actually. Let's see, that's an hour. Take away three. We're about 56 minutes here. Well, 57 minutes, we take the three, but between 55 and 57 minutes there, the sun will be rising. It's still dark out as I look out the window there to the left of me. And the sun will be setting later today at 5:38. The days are getting a little bit longer, a minute every day almost, it seems. It's being noticed. And we are, like I said, halfway through February, so we get through this month, we're cruising right into spring, I guess, as far as that goes, because we got cold weather this week that as far as temperatures, but next week we're supposed to be in the 40s, so that'll be pleasant for the last full week of February. And we're marching through winter. That's what it's all about. Our world times and temperatures as I speak, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii at 1:17 a.m. currently. It's cloudy skies, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona at 4:17 a.m., clear skies, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. In the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, at 5:18 a.m. this morning currently, it is raining in Chicago with 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Down there in New York City, the jungle at 6:18. 6:18 here in the southern tier of upstate New York also currently. Clear skies, 28 degrees down in New York City, the jungle. Across the pond in Cork, Ireland at 11:18 a.m., 53 degrees Fahrenheit, cloudy skies. In Milan, Milan, Italy at 12:18, sunny and clear, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. In Kuala Lumpur, it is sunny and clear at 7:18 p.m. in the early evening. And in Tokyo, Japan, at 8:18 p.m. in their evening, it's a little cloudiness with clear skies, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. In Melbourne, Australia, down under at 10:19. Actually, these times, because we talked with Aussie Joanna on the Twitch broadcast, and she's over there just west of Brisbane, which is north of Sydney, where currently it's 10:19 there. It's cloudy skies, 70 degrees. Melbourne, it's partly cloudy with clear skies, 63 degrees. The times that I show, they're an hour forward. So I wonder they haven't turned their clocks ahead yet, as far as that goes. So unless they, I'm not sure if they do that or not. So, but those are our world times and temperatures as I speak, and it's always good to know what's going on around the world as far as on this blue marble that we all live on. We do have a thought for the day, and that, what happened there? We want to move. Oh, no. Let's see. Yeah. We're going to do for the thought for the day. I got it mixed up here. Our thought for the day comes from Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman, a great American poet and essayist. He is Walt Whitman Jr. was an American poet, essay, and journalist. He is considered one of the most influential poets of American literature. Whitman incorporated both transcendentalism and realism in his writings and is often called the father of free verse and a great poet in his own right. And he has a good quote here. His quote and our thought for the day. I have learned that to be with those I like is enough. He's content. That's cool. Walt Whitman. Yeah. I have learned that to be with those I like is enough. Not chasing after the shiny penny, so to speak, of being with the superstars and all that. Keeping it simple. And Walt Whitman, he did live in somewhat of a simple time, not the complex, fast-paced environment that we all live in today, it seems, as far as instant access to news and instant access to communications and stuff. But I like that. I have learned to be with those I like. And as far as in my real world here in southern tier of upstate New York, I am content as far as that goes at this point in my life. And as far as those that I associate with online, I like those that I have learned to like those that I associate with online. And I do associate with quite a few very good people that really make my day as far as to be able to hear from them. Oh, we're gurgling. Reset. It seems like we get that done, once in a blue moon there and stuff like that. I'm almost thinking we had a Tuesday too, so I don't know if the connections are going on this or this soundboard's going. For me, I have learned that to be with those I like is enough also. So thank you, Mr. Walt Whitman, for those wise words as far as for our thought for the day and a quote from Walt Whitman. Our national day for today is, we only got three. Yesterday, of course, was Valentine's Day. I forget what we said it was Valentine's Day. We went with that one because it wasn't that many. There were some other ones, but they weren't all that great. This is the same. We got three of them, but there's only one that I really like. And actually, I got to be careful with it. But let's see, we got National Wisconsin Day. Nope, throw that in the trash bin, the state trash bin. We don't do that. Singles Awareness Day. Oh, it's one of those things, I guess. I don't like to do it, but if I knew what I know now when I was single, I'd be a millionaire, I guess. No. The one we're going to go with, National Gumdrop Day. Who doesn't like gumdrops? It's pure sugar, and it gets you going. Let's see. And they look all the different colors. But, you know, once you start eating a whole bunch of them, they all taste the same. Observed on February 15th, National Gumdrop Day recognizes a favorite candy of many, the gumdrop. There's no question as to what to do. Eat gumdrops and eat as many as you want. It's a lot of sugar. Hashtag National Gumdrop Day. Gumdrops are tasty, colorful, chewy candies. And that's the part I got to be careful with my teeth, the chewiness, because it sticks on the teeth. And, you know, it's just, I've had some Tootsie Rolls. I've had, just going back a long time ago, pull a cap off, a crown. And you got to be careful of the chewy candies when you get older with your teeth. But chewy candies that is made with gelatin and then coated with sugar. They come in a variety of flavors, but like I say, after you eat a whole bunch of them, they all taste the same. It's just sugar. And can either be fruity or spicy. The spicy ones you can tell the difference with. These little candy treats make terrific embellishments for decorations, gingerbread houses, and other baked goods. So today is National Gumdrop Day. So there we have it. And that's the one thing I forgot. Did I delete that tab? I can bring that tab back up. What are we going to talk about this morning? I got so busy, sidetracked, I forgot to look through the queue on what we're going to look. What do we talk? We talked about Tuesday. Most Americans say the best part of Super Bowl is not the actual game, and it's the commercials and actually the food. The food is always good. So let's go up our list here and see what we have. And other bacteria, super. Let's see. Oh, here we go. And let me get the picture of this first. Let's get the picture. Copy image. And let's put that in the queue to save it. And let's see. Post it. Paste it. There we go. Put that in the queue to save it for later. We're going to go with this one. I've often talked about this over the last several weeks as far as the little helicopter that could up there on Mars in Integrity with the traveled with the Perseverance Mars rover but the stricken Mars helicopter, I guess it has been spotted by the rover, and then NASA retired it with honors as far as that goes. It's from the picture you can see from the audio art. It's the picture with the big red arrow pointing. It looks like it landed on some sand drifts, and that picture was taken by the Perseverance rover. So we have a final picture. Probably over the years, the way they have sand, and they have sandstorms on the Mars, that might be coated over. But NASA and all space lovers were able to bid final farewell to the border-breaking Mars helicopter Integrity after a lonely, far-off glimpse of the little craft was captured by the Perseverance Mars rover back on February 4th, it looks like. This article is February 6th, so it's February 4th on Sunday, February 4th. A stricken picture shows Integrity in its final resting place among the Martian dunes after needing to execute an emergency landing and damage one of its rotors. Actually, I think two ends of the rotors are damaged from what we were talking about earlier about this. Perseverance captured the scene on its left mass cam Z camera, one of a pair of cameras located high on the rover's mast. NASA announced the end of the mission for Integrity on 25 January, stating the history-making Integrity Mars helicopter has ended its mission at the Red Planet after greatly surpassing expectations and making dozens of more flights than planned. Integrity landed on Mars February 18th, 2021, attached to the belly of the NASA Perseverance rover, and first lifted off the Martian surface on April 19th. Always one for the dramatics, NASA attached a small piece from the original Wright flyer on the underside of the craft rotors for luck. So it was carrying a piece of history from one planet to another. That's amazing. I vaguely remember them doing that. But that's a great reminder that there's a piece of the Wright Brothers flyer on the underside of the Integrity helicopter rotors. For luck in its mission to prove that powered control flight on Mars was possible. And it did show that it was possible. Originally designed as a technological demonstration to perform up to 5 experimental test flights over 30 days. That's all it was planning on do. It went far beyond that. The first aircraft on another world operating from the Martian surface for almost 3 years. 3 years. Integrity flew more than 14 times farther than planned while logging more than 2 hours of total flight time. And over the extent of the mission that lasted for almost 1,000 Martian days, more than 33 times longer than originally planned, Integrity was upgraded with the ability to astonishingly choose landing sites. So it had AI on it in torrential terrains and prove itself resilient, having dealt with a dead sensor, clean itself off after a dust storm. And I remember that. They thought it wasn't going to get cleaned off. Operated from 48 different airfields, performed 3 emergency landings, and survived a frigid Martian winter. The Perseverance rover is currently too far away to attempt to image the helicopter at its final airfield, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory team of NASA, which operates Integrity, wrote in a release. But that wasn't to be, and a final glimpse of the little pioneer was achieved, giving the public a chance to say live long and prosper, the old Spock from Star Trek saying, the Vulcan saying, I should say. NASA has made its robotic explorer's final hours extremely emotional before when the inside lander signed off on social media by wishing encouragements for humanity. So I guess it had its own social media. That'll be the, I guess, the final story until humans are on there on Mars and kicking the sand dunes to try and find Integrity that's probably buried underneath the sand. So sort of a heartwarm goodbye as far as that goes. At least till now. That would be cool if once we get up there, they were to bring that back and put it in a museum. It did make history. The first flying machine on the planet Mars. Let's see, in our history, as far as good history goes, let's see, we have Galileo, the father of science who invented the telescope and thermometer, was born in Pisa, Italy, the same birthplace or same birth year as Shakespeare in 1564. Okay, that's cool. The Beatles scoring their first number one album in America with Meet the Beatles, which stayed at number one for 11 weeks and sold over 4 million copies in 1 year back in 1964. And in 1965, the official flag of Canada debuted as an 11-pointed red maple leaf designed by the Canadian historian, author, soldier, teacher, and public servant George Stanley. And this is back in 1989, the Soviet Union and we still had the Soviet Union back in 1989. I think they imploded back in 1991. But the Soviet Union announced that the last of its troops had left Afghanistan 9 years after their invasion. And the initial fallout from the invasion was the United States boycotted the Olympics in the Soviet Union in 1980, I believe. And it was a few years after that that we, the United States was in Afghanistan after 9/11. And we were there for what, 10 years, 20 years? Oh, I'm not sure. Let's see. How long? Let's check that out. I think it's Afghan War. Let's see. How long were... How long was the USA in Afghanistan? Oh, let's see. How long were U.S. troops in Afghanistan? The answer is, after 20 years. We were there for 20. I think it was more than 10 years. 20 years the United States had accomplished its mission in Afghanistan. No, the mission was accomplished when we whacked bin Laden. You know, that's my take on it. And removed from the battlefield the terrorists who attacked the United States on 9/11, including Osama bin Laden, and degrade the terrorist threat in the United States. But we stayed after that, and it almost, you know, were the United States was back in that country building mode, like we did with Vietnam. So we started reducing troops, but then we pulled out totally, where last minute we ended up getting another 10, 13 soldiers killed because of some spotty leadership at the time and still currently, I guess. Not to go any further into that. But so 20 years were the United States was in, 10 years longer. And we didn't do any better than the Soviets. Race car driver Dale Earnhardt won the Daytona 500 after 20 years of disappointments in 1998. It was shortly after that. That's the father, right? Dale Earnhardt? Let me check. I gotta fact check this because make sure it's all correct or, you know, would... Let's see, Dale Earnhardt. Let's see. I think he passed. Yeah, Dale Earnhardt. He passed. It was 2001. He was 49 years old, and there was a crash. I remember watching that Daytona 500. He smashed into a wall and subsequently was killed. And it was a sad thing as far as that goes. Great NASCAR race driver. And let's see, on the AP side, in 1764, the site of the present-day St. Louis was established by Pierre Lacyade and Augusta, well, two Frenchmen, I guess, St. Louis. Let's see, 1879, President Ruford B. Hayes signed a bill allowing female attorneys to argue cases before the Supreme Court. Well, that's interesting. And then in 1898, the U.S. battleship Maine mysteriously blew up in the harbor of Havana, killing more than 260 crew members and bringing the United States closer to war with Spain. In 1933, President-elect Franklin D. Roosevelt escaped an assassination attempt in Miami that mortally wounded Chicago Mayor Cermak. The gunman was executed more than 4 weeks later. Oh, wow, that's a speedy trial. Oh, wow. I didn't realize there was an assassination attempt on President Roosevelt. That's interesting. 1944, Allied bombers destroyed the monastery atop Monte Cristo in Italy. And in 1950, Walt Disney animated film Cinderella premiered in Boston. And that's about it as far as our history for for this day. And last night I did see a little bit of this game, but it was more or less a blowout. The Boston Celtics killed the Brooklyn Nets up there in Boston, 136-86. The New York Knicks, they ended up losing to the Magic last night, 118-100. And, of course, we have no football. Of course, there was some breaking news yesterday that there was a shooting after the celebration parade there in Kansas City for the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess from what I heard on multiple news agencies, there was one killed and probably up to 10 people seriously injured, and they caught two suspects as far as that goes. So just say that because it related to the football team, the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if it's associated with them, but it happened, and there was a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that were on the spot that apprehended along with law enforcement, the two individuals that were involved, and see how that plays out. It's just a sad thing when we have that crap going on, but it's the world we live in. Other than that, let's see. Yesterday, I was able to brought up. I was over on Michael Bathurst's broadcast yesterday, so to give him a shout out, Michael Bathurst, along with Tony D, who wasn't feeling well, but he was on the broadcast, and we're talking a little bit about football, and I got a little passionate about the Super Bowl with Kelce Travis's little run-in with Andy Reid, but that'll all even out, I guess, as time goes on. You know, it was something that was I felt was unnecessary, but I expressed it a little bit passionately, and I appreciate Michael for letting me allowing me to air that out. Even though there's a lot of people now, they're just disregarding it, but I just found it Andy Reid is he's one of the great coaches of the NFL, and I don't care who you are on the football team, he's a coach, he's the head guy, he is the big toe, he's the leader, and and I don't care if you are passionate, you need to, put a sock in it, and sometimes I have to say that for myself as far as when I am talking at times and stuff. So it was a fun time as far as in the middle of the week to be able to hook up with those two individuals. And those are the, we're saying during the thought for the day, I have learned that to be with those I like is enough. And I tell you, being with those two individuals this last, the second season of Belt Kings Fantasy Football over there on Twitch, that's Tony D's broadcast. He has a fantasy football league, but we talk about football. And this year we had Michael Bathurst join the panel and on Tony's broadcast, and it was just a blast. So we ended the second season. Tony ended the second season with the Super Bowl. First season was good. The second season was great. And we're already talking about making plans for the next season when the NFL starts. But in the meantime, we might be doing something concerning the upcoming start of the United Football League that starts in March 30th, as I'm looking at the calendar, next month. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, I'm at 34 minutes, and it's time to exit stage left. So we're going to go ahead and cue the outro music. And I want to say thank you for your listen here to the Fireman Rich audio podcast Morning Coffee. It is greatly appreciated, as always. And like I always say, if I only have one or two people that listen to this audio podcast, I feel I'm a great success. because I'm just not talking to empty space. So I appreciate those listens greatly, and thank you very much. All right, folks, next Tuesday, just as a program note, we'll be doing the Mixcloud Tauga Radio Show on Mixcloud. We'll do the presenting of 8 rock and roll songs that part of the soundtrack of my life, as I like to call it. But we won't be back here for the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast till next Thursday. So till then, you can follow me over there on Twitch, where I do the live stream broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm also on X/Twitter at Fireman Rich. I'm on Truth Social at Fireman Rich, Blue Sky on at Fireman Rich, and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich. And we're also over there on the public Facebook. Just type in The Real Fireman Rich. When I post on one, I post on all of the same. But that's where I hang out at. And you can see what I'm doing by going to those particular platforms. But Fireman Rich here on the Spotify for Podcasters app, wishing you all well. You have a great hashtag Wannabe Friday on this Thursday. And take care. Live life. Have fun. Take care. And peace for now.